Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Unlike those other talk show hosts out there that are charging you for their video streams, Free Talk Live gives it away at cam.freetalklive.com. So we were talking about all kinds of show prep this evening before we started, but I think that for me, what the biggest story of the day is, and Free Talk Live attempts to avoid what the biggest story of the day is for every other talk show show out there.
Well, we're not going to talk about Hillary Clinton.
Well, yeah. Good luck with Hillary. yeah. I don't think there's anything newsworthy about Hillary keeping her own servers. What a surprise. A politician that keeps secrets from the constituents.
Shocker.
Yeah. What a big deal. Starbucks. Now, for those that don't know what Starbucks did, is in the last couple of days, the Starbucks CEO, his name's Howard Schultz, he thought that it would be a good idea to... Are you guys familiar with the story?
Yeah, I know where this is going.
It's a peach, I'll tell you. He thought it would be a good idea to tell his baristas, hey, why don't you folks talk about race relations with the customers? And, you know... I'm sure.
What could possibly go wrong?
I'm sure this came from the exact right spot in Howard's heart, right? I don't think that this is...
But it's the Starbucks CEO.
But where was his brain?
He can't do anything wrong. What are you talking about?
I don't think he did anything wrong. I think that he... I think he wants, like most of us want, better race relations. As a matter of fact, what I would like is no race relations whatever. Mm. I am sick and tired of talking about, you know, how people are different based on the quantity of melanin, cocotin, and cocogen in their skin. I think that this is one of the most boring conversations out there. But... it is still out there, and this is, you know, like post-racial United States, not yet post-racial. And I don't think it ever is going to be.
Now, let me clarify. When you say you want no race relations at all, you're not saying you're a separatist, right? What
No.
are you saying exactly? What is it you want?
I'm just saying that I don't want to talk about race. I think it's a boring conversation. I mean, if the thing that defines me, I don't run around thinking of myself as a particular race. You know, run around inside my head and think about all kinds of other things, ideas.
Mark is doing lots of racing in his head. He's doing lots of racing in his head. That's enough of a race issue for him.
It might be racing thoughts.
There's certainly that. But, I mean, I just don't... It's not the greatest conversation in the world. You have a lot of people that are talking from areas of pain, suffering, hurt, lack, want, areas that I just don't think are particularly fun things to talk about. I'll talk about it if you want to call at 855-450-FREE, but I think that to some extent, this story just sort of shows what a disaster it can be. So this is from dailymail.co.uk. Not exactly the hardest news source, mind you, but I think it's really good for this story. Twitter, as though that is one entity, has ruthlessly mocked Starbucks' campaign for the company's new anti-racism campaign, in which baristas talk to customers about race issues while serving them their coffee. One user tweeted, I don't have time to explain 400 years of oppression to you and still make my training, while another pointed out, y'all realize there's no colored hands in the press photos, right?
That's great.
Oh, God, that's funny. Third speculated maybe Starbucks actually wanted to get people of all races and ethnicities to join hands and make fun.
Sing Kumbaya or something?
No, to make fun of the Howard Schultz. yeah, it's just hilarious. Here's your macchiato. Let's get stuck to this story. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Here's your macchiato. Let's discuss the historic disenfranchisement of your people that's allowed me to prosper.
Have you had your racial discussion today?
That's good stuff. Here's one where they can mark race. Human. Free Talk Live, actually, at demo.freetalklive.com. It allows, you know, we're taking demographic surveys of our listeners so that we can find out more about them. And I had to kind of think long and hard about this because I know that advertisers, especially agencies, want to know demographics. And specifically, one of the things they ask in demographics is race. I'm kind of a stand that we don't talk about, you know, that I don't, you know, I don't want to talk, give my listeners race. If somebody asks me what my race is, I simply don't answer. If I'm forced to answer in
some
way.
You just say human?
I can give, you know, I can give human, if that's what you want. You know, other, I suppose, might be an option, but.
Sometimes I go with Native American. I was born here.
Yeah, I mean, you're Native.
That's a good answer.
And I just, you know, I don't think it's the greatest choice. So I decided to go with our thing is just putting human on there. 83% of our listeners have clicked that they are, in fact, human. So I'm not sure what the other 17% are. Not my problem.
Maybe Doge. I don't know.
It could be. So anyway, I do have some sympathy for this particular position. I have sympathy for Starbucks completely on this one. I think that this is a PR disaster, but, I mean, even the tweeters are saying they're making fun, right? Like, they're just, you know, chuckling. It's not like they went out and, you know, killed a village or anything like that. Here's another tweet.
No, Obama did that, and everybody loves him.
You know, I frequent Starbucks not very often. I have not frequented Starbucks since this happened. I would like to do some sort of a test where I go in and see if the one here in Keene actually tries to start, you know, a race conversation with me and see if they're really trying to follow it.
Oh, I don't think that this is going anywhere. I think that this it was announced a couple of days ago, and it's just turned into a catastrophe.
So it's not an immediate start, or it's
I don't
just
think it's gonna
happen. Okay.
I'm sure that any barista would be happy to have a talk conversation with you about race relations while they're busy running around making people's drinks.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I've never seen a situation where baristas aren't busy.
There's a line behind you. Like, who wants to have a discussion when there's, you know, 20 people behind you and they're all wanting their caffeine? Like, you don't get in front of a person and their caffeine. You just don't.
Now, it's been a long time. I've been to Starbucks very infrequently in the last 10 years or so. I used to go on a regular basis. I had some kind of a reaction to caffeine at some point, and I just, like, their decaf, it has too much caffeine in it. I can't drink their coffee. So at that point, I'm relegated to, you know, spicy apple drinks and hot cocoa. And I just, it's not worth going to Starbucks to get those things. You know,
sure.
Caffeine's addictive and people go for that stuff. I used to. I just don't anymore.
Yeah, see, I stopped going to Starbucks when they made it a safe zone for killers by refusing to let people carry their weapons in. I don't think so.
Didn't they have a situation, though, where they were letting people bring, you know, it wasn't a problem bringing guns in, and then people are, like, toting bazookas in their hands and stuff like that?
Well, I don't know if anybody toted a bazooka in. I think what happened is their policy had always been, we don't care if you carry firearms in, and we don't care if you don't. And then, but when they announced that publicly, a bunch of the whining nanny staters said, "Oh my God, there's people in there who might not let a psycho killer kill them. We can't go there. That's scary. We have to have a safe working environment for psycho killers."
See, now for me, there's something different than open carrying a pistol on your hip and you know, carrying a long gun, say, strapped in the front of you, you know, that you could just sort of grab. I think it's, For me, it's a bit much, and I feel like it really doesn't forward the conversation around open carry.
See, when I was a kid would have a rifle on the back of their bike slung over their back as they rode off to go hunting in the woods after school. So it doesn't strike me as a big deal. But
yeah, I mean, same here. That was true when I was a kid too. Your thoughts? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-9184. That's 1-800-463-9184. 1-800-463-9184.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and, well, talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about Starbucks's PR debacle here for the last segment. And, you know, I have some sympathy for these folks. I want to show you real quick how you can get some Bitcoins. Go to ExpressCoin.com because they're the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies, whether it's Bitcoin or Litecoin or Dogecoin or whatever the other cryptocurrencies are that they have offered over there. They have quite a few of them. They make it fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, so you don't have to worry about any monkey business. All you have to do is go to ExpressCoin.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. Use a money order or a check to get your cryptocurrencies. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading their app, ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL, and you can get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency of choice with no fee at all. It's ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL.
So coin, much easy. Wow.
That's the Doge thing. So this story going on here, these tweets that came into Starbucks are really choice. Going on for this one's from L, typing into Starbucks. May I have a latte with an explanation for why your people continue to plunder my country?
Can I read one too?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, this one's from Tamara. Hope now that Starbucks has begun its hashtag race together campaign will begin to take issues of cream privilege and milk supremacy seriously. Oh, these are great.
Yeah. So people are really having a good time. Finally, the CEO just gives up and cancels his Twitter account.
Did he really cancel it?
Yeah. Here's one from Crystal. Hashtag race together is what happens when a one percenter without any actual anti-racist education or training has a midlife white man's burden crisis.
Oh, man.
Man, that's
what
rough.
What is anti-racist training? They have to train you not to hate black people? I mean, I never actually had a special school for that. I just kind of figured it out on my own. I guess I'm an autodidact.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's cruel. The suggestion is that somehow, you know, there's an elite group of people who know best how to handle this, how to handle racism. I think that, you know, you're either racist or you're not, you know? Anyway, Corey DuBora, the company's senior vice president of global communications, was forced to delete his Twitter account before reactivating it the next day. Last night I felt personally attacked in a cascade of negativity, he said in a post on Medium. I got overwhelmed by the volume and tenor of the discussion, and I reacted. Staff at the 4,700 cafes around America now have the option to write Race Together on cardboard cups, which is the slogan of a Starbucks's anti-racism campaign. It was hoped that customers who encountered the slogan on their coffee cup would be inspired to discuss the deeper issues affecting America in an attempt to create a more empathetic and inclusive society, one conversation at a time. But many customers found the campaign patronizing. I think that's the word for it. It sounds patronizing. Hashtag race together is what happens when one percenter comment. You know, here this is a real disenfranchisement. This guy can't have an opinion because he's rich.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Rich
people.
Well,
he's probably a white cisgendered scum, too.
Yeah, he has that look.
How dare he be that way? Why did he make that decision to be white and to be straight and to have money?
Yeah.
God, what a horrible person.
Yeah, how dare he? Like, you know, as if he had any choice in what he was born as.
Here's a little clue for those out there that have a bit of animosity in their heart about this one. You can't disenfranchise someone while complaining about being disenfranchised. That is full-on Jack Holery.
It's true.
Yeah. This is just a nasty, nasty thing that was said here by this
Did you hear
Crystal
about
Flamingale?
There was a school, actually, speaking of that, the same pattern. They had some sort of school assembly to discuss racial equality,
uh-huh.
and they excluded all the white kids. They wouldn't let the white kids go. Anybody could go except the white kids.
Huh.
I can't remember what the what or where the school was.
Yeah,
but.
I would have to see a news story on that one to go much further with it. But mm-hmm. yeah, I it's the way it was. I can tell you that I was in a Spanish class where. The Spanish 1, where the kids who had Spanish last names got promoted to Spanish 2, and nobody with a non-Spanish last name got promoted. So I found that a little upsetting, considering I can, speak Spanish reasonably well. So I just badgered the teacher for the semester the whole time in Spanish during the class to prove that, hey, I should have gone to Spanish 2.
Como no.
Yeah, no, como no. The campaign was the brainchild of Howard Schultz, 61, the company's boss, who he's got a track record for speaking out about contentious topics from gay marriage to gun control. His decision came in response to the escalating racial tension that emerged when grand juries failed to indict white police officers involved in the killings of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, and Eric Garner in Staten Island, New York. Last year, Schultz traveled to Starbucks branches in the cities most affected by racial tension, including Los Angeles, St. Louis, Chicago, New York, Oakland, Seattle. Schultz met about 2,000 Starbucks staff on the tour and made contact with the rest of his 200,000 employees. That's a lot of people to be in charge of.
Oh, man.
40% of whom are from ethnic minority backgrounds. Yeah, I had that feeling, by the way, that baristas might be trending towards the more ethnic. So
sure, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, this shows this guy's commitment, and I think that's pretty important. It's an emotional issue, he said. It's so vitally important to the country. Last week, the company ran a full-page advertisement in New York Times, USA Today, highlighting race tensions in the country. The page was black with the world words, "Shall we overcome?" in the center, and the company logo at the bottom. The campaign will continue on Friday when a copy of USA Today will carry an insert about racism, which will also be stocked at the branches of Starbucks. Schultz kicked off the campaign last December with a letter that appeared in Time magazine. You know, I mean, it's pretty clear what this guy's commitment is, right? You know, but at the same time, man, it's just brutal what happened to him on Twitter. And this is the real public, right? This is what it's like out there. This is your drinking, sipping, quaffing public, unfiltered.
And see, that's what makes Twitter such an interesting social media platform is that the public has the ability to really interact not just with the CEO, but just with, anyone else that's majorly handling the account. So they're really getting just the pushback from everyone that's upset about this race issue. Like, I just briefly browsed through a couple of tweets, and I can't see anything positive about this. Like, no one has anything positive to say about this.
I think that patronizing is the right word for this campaign. It just came off. I mean, I know they were trying hard, but it just came off patronizing. And, the brutal, merciless internet came down upon them like a ton of bricks.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter how hard you try if you're doing the wrong thing in the first place.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE on Free Talk Live. Hey, it's Mark of Free Talk Live, and I want to tell you about a new way to be prepared for emergencies. Not just big emergencies, but little ones too. It's a source of backup power, so small that I can put it in my pocket or the glove box of my car, but it's so powerful that it can actually jumpstart a bus if I need it to. Sounds crazy, but it's not. I'm talking about a breakthrough in portable power technology called the Pocket Power Plus. If you get stranded in an airport, in your car, or you just want to go off the grid for a while, the Pocket Power Plus becomes your own personal mini power plant. Run pretty much any kind of electronic device for hours, even days if you need to. The Pocket Power Plus can also deliver an enormous supply of on-demand power that can jumpstart almost any vehicle, even the coldest winter days. Comes with free jumper cables and an accessory pack. Best part, my listeners can now get Pocket Power Plus for half price by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. Use coupon code FTL to save even more. Go to PocketPowerPlus9.com, PocketPowerPlus9.com, coupon code FTL.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. This live edition of Free Talk Live, it's Mark with you.
Rich Paul.
And Danica.
855-450-FREE. I probably should have told you that you can also use Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. Just send us a contact request, and we'll get to it probably within 10 minutes or so. And then you can call in, and generally you sound better when you use Skype. It's 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about this PR debacle that was visited upon Starbucks with their anti-racism campaign.
Well, it wasn't visited upon them. They used it on themselves.
Very true.
Yeah. I'd like to think they have the best of intentions, but they did use it on themselves. Mm. We're going to be out in Texas coming here on the 28th and 29th of this month. Coming right around the corner, but, 9 days from now. It's at the Bitcoin Conference. It's the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's the Moody Theater in downtown Austin. Like I said, March the 28th and 29th. And it's going to be a lot of big-name speakers there, including George Gilder,
who's the guy that practically created Reaganomics, also IBM's architect of their blockchain technology, Adept Sambala Nair. She'll be flying in from India. David Johnston, Jason King, Anthony DiOrio, Robert Murphy, Charlie Shrim, many big names in the Bitcoin sphere. Not to mention Ian and I of Free Talk Live. We were there last year. It was a really great event. What I think is the best thing about the event is the $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. Here they give away $1 million in funding for people who have great ideas inside the Bitcoin sphere. Now, many times, Bitcoin's already the technology that exists, but there's these technologies that get placed on top of Bitcoin. And that's what I think is really the most exciting. Head on over to TexasBitcoinConference.com, grab some tickets. It's $125 if you use coupon code FTL, because you're getting $25 off the normal $150 admission price. And $25 of your $125 will actually go to Sean's Outpost to feed the hungry. So, it's a great event. One of a kind, and help us have a great time out there. It's TexasBitcoinConference.com. It's going to be a blast, and we want to see you there. Come on out. Get a ticket now. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Coupon code FTL. So, Starbucks. Apparently, the CEO of Starbucks here says regarding the campaign. Last week, one thing became clear. We cannot continue to come to work every day aware of the difficult and painful experiences facing our nation and not acknowledge them together as a company, he wrote. Indeed, despite the raw emotion around the events and their underlying racial issues, we at Starbucks should be willing to talk about them. Schultz has a track record of using his public profile to highlight issues close to his heart. In 2013, he wrote an open letter requesting customers to leave their guns at home. And by the way, I think I remember this one too, Rich. It was a request, if you recall, because I don't think they have like a no gun policy sticker.
Yeah,
on the door.
I think you're right about it. I think they just request not to, but I don't believe that there has been an actual "we don't allow guns in." I could be wrong, but
now that's interesting. As an ANCAP, then I'm not sure how I feel about. I mean, if somebody does bring a gun in, I guess they're not violating property rights. So,
well, if they say, a person can go to Starbucks for whatever reasons they want to go and stay away for whatever reasons they want to stay. If they don't want a person who carries guns in Starbucks, then, you know, then somebody else who wants that, you know, can go in. But, if I boycotted every company that had some kind of policy I didn't like, I would be boycotting all the companies.
Why it's so hard for a bunch of libertarians to have lunch.
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
It's true.
Dan Snaffle, indeed. So, anyway, we believe guns and weapons should not be a part of the Starbucks experience, he said. He also spearheaded a petition to end federal shutdown in the same year and launched a scheme to boost job creation in the U.S. by selling bracelets in its cafe in 2011. I don't know anything about these bracelets. Starbucks is also intending to employ 10,000 former members of the armed forces and their partners over the next 5 years. It's not known whether Starbucks is considering pulling, you know, the employing people in, used to be in the military thing. I always get kind of, you know, confused with this. Is the suggestion that they're better? Why are they special? What's the speciality of deciding that we're going to employ these folks?
I'm not sure what exactly their particular drive is. I do know, and I learned this from working in many years in HR and business, is that if someone applies for a job and makes a note that they are a veteran of some kind, they have to be given, by law, they have to be given an interview. They're not necessarily guaranteed to get the job, but they have to get an interview. For, you know, thousands of people to apply for a specific job, you know, the recruiter is busy going through hundreds of thousands of resumes, and they assume that as a vet, they automatically have to put in the interview pile. Whether or not, you know, their credentials are any, you know, less or more credible than what mine are, they're guaranteed an interview.
Wow. That's,
and I don't know if that's a federal requirement or a state requirement. I imagine it's probably a federal requirement.
It would have been in Idaho?
Idaho, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the funny thing is, when you join the military, they tell you you're going to come out with all these wonderful skills that will make you make you more valuable in the workforce. So what do you actually get when you get out? Well, you get go to the front of the line to get a minimum wage job. Groovy. That's obviously they're learning a lot of skills in the military.
Well, I think that some jobs do in the military, you know, do learn a lot of skills. But, you know, humping around in the dirt with a rifle is not particularly useful skill in most, you know, most arenas.
And it's hard to find a private company that wants you to blast a village full of women and kids.
Well, so. I think that that's usually the officer corps that's making decisions like that, and comes down from the politicians. But I think they sell a bill of goods in many cases to young people in the military. There's no doubt about it, young people who go into the military. I also feel like, you know, when I was coming out of high school, it's like, what am I supposed to do? Like, what now? I've been told what to do and where to go for the last 13 years. And the only people that are really trying to give me a path are these guys. McDonald's wasn't there recruiting at my high school. You know, the military was. And it looked much more like an adult job, the military did, than, you know, Burger King or whatever it might be.
Because it's patriotic to serve your country, and wouldn't you rather be doing that than flipping burgers?
I think that a lot of people say that. I suspect mm-hmm. you get paid more per hour flipping the burgers, you know, when you start, because you basically get a salary, as I understand it, when you start off as an E-1, and, you know, that when you start looking at how many hours are spent doing the job, that you're probably coming in under minimum wage.
I have heard that, too. I have many friends that were formerly military, and I couldn't tell you exactly how the nitty-gritty details were by pay grade, but I have heard that based on the hours that they spend working, what they're making is around minimum wage, sometimes less, maybe sometimes a little more, but it's definitely, you know, not a very good wage.
Mm-hmm. Then again, you are provided with food, you're provided with housing, so
sure.
Pretty much, I mean, there's a reason they say spending money like a drunken sailor. It's because all of the money that they take in is discretionary if they don't have a family. So it can be a good deal, it can be a bad deal.
Yeah, definitely.
When you, you know, I mean, I can see why somebody might choose to have an apartment near a base if your other choice is a bunk bed in a room full of 80 other dudes. You know, like, not particularly pleasant way to do things. And, you know, when it comes to the food, you know, I mean, good, lasagna today. Like, you don't get to pick what it's going to be and when it's going to be and all those things. So, I would choose to eat the food there, but I understand why people might choose to spend some money on some food, too. Going on with the story here, it's not known whether Starbucks is considering pulling the Race Together campaign. Traditionally, those who oppose Schultz's views get short shrift. In 2013, when an investor said that the company's open support for gay marriage was harming sales, Schultz responded by suggesting that he sell his shares. So, you know, I mean, this guy's used to being listened to. Not a surprise. 855-450-3733. What do you think about Starbucks Race Together campaign? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Use LRN.FM on Skype if that's what you'd like to do. It's Mark here with you.
Rich Paul.
And Danica.
855-450-FREE. Danica, a deaf man has been held in jail for lack of an interpreter?
Yeah, it's pretty hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little surprising.
This article is from the Free Thought Project, and it happened in Arlington, Virginia. A Virginia man is suing the Arlington sheriff after he was wrongfully accused of a crime and imprisoned for 6 weeks. Abraham...
6 weeks?
6 weeks.
Yeah, that's plenty of time to lose your apartment or whatever.
He's currently homeless. I'm not sure if it's because of being jailed that he lost his home, but it says that he's homeless. So
didn't help.
does not help whatsoever. So I'm going to refer to
but
him as Abraham.
Hopefully the lawsuit will.
Oh, yeah, hopefully so. So Abraham, our victim here, was kidnapped and locked in a cage for 42 days because of the gross incompetence and negligence of the Arlington Sheriff's Department. He was arrested on February 2nd after being accused of stealing a man's iPad. Not until 2 days later did Abraham find out why he was in jail. So the fact that the iPad was later found by the man claiming Abraham had stolen it had no effect on his imprisonment. The Arlington Sheriff's Office could have simply referred to the New York Times article from 2013 that showed that he actually owned his own iPad. So Abraham already had his own iPad, and because he is deaf and was denied proper translation, he had no idea that he was being arrested for stealing an iPad after he'd already been in jail for several days.
I wonder, Okay, so having been in jail, I understand that you can send pieces of paper to certain people and stuff like that. Like, I'd like to know why I'm here. You know, that might be a question one might ask.
Now, he knows how to sign the English, but his writing is not that great.
I see.
Yeah. So for the time that he was arrested, he was denied a translator. They wouldn't provide a translator to him. And he said, Abraham said that the booking process was bewildering, with someone speaking on a video screen, and he was not understanding what was happening.
I'll bet.
Yeah, after he was booked, he underwent a medical screening, and he was given forms to sign. He didn't know what they were, and he refused to sign them. So, of course, that doesn't help either.
Does he read? He can't read either?
Can't read it very well, no.
Oh, great.
And it goes on later in the article that he can't use his iPad very well because it types out in English, not in his native language.
What is his native language?
He's Ethiopian. So okay. I'm not sure if Ethiopian is an actual language or if there's an actual language that they use that is something different than that.
Not ours to know, right?
Right, exactly. So he wasn't able to sign them. They stuck a needle in his arm without explaining what was occurring. He later learned that it was a tuberculosis test, to which he suffered a bad reaction.
Aramaic. Amharic. Amharic?
Aramaic?
No, Amharic.
Oh, okay. That's the official language of of Ethiopia? Oh, great. So Abraham said that, I felt that I was losing my mind, and when he was actually able to talk through an interpreter in an interview. I thought Virginia would give me an interpreter, and they said no. I felt so lost. So the sheriff's department is, of course, refusing to comment on his case, stating that they only have accommodations for deaf inmates. The accommodations for deaf people is a basic TTY device in the jail.
You know, I have sympathy for the sheriff's department on this. So not only is this an issue of not having sort of services for deaf people, this is not having services for deaf Ethiopian people, and that gets you're getting pretty specific there. So if I brought in an Ethiopian to translate for this guy, it probably wouldn't be that easy for him to communicate with them. If I brought in a sign language person to communicate, it wouldn't be that easy for them to communicate with him. Right?
Well,
like, he doesn't speak American Sign.
Right. So Arlington, Virginia, you're probably better at this than I am. How close is that to, say, like, Washington, D.C., would you say?
Quite close.
Quite close? Okay.
It's a bedroom community for politicians, basically.
Gotcha. So, Washington, D.C. is a large community.
Yep.
I mean, and maybe I'm,
So is Arlington.
Right. Maybe I'm, throwing out of reach here, but don't you think that there would probably be somewhat more of a chance to find someone that speaks Ethiopian or is able to translate in, why were they not able to reach into D.C. and seek something out like that?
Well, I would say that this isn't just an issue of being able to speak Ethiopian. It's a situation of being able to communicate with a deaf Ethiopian, and that's making things more difficult. It's not like I've ever heard of somebody whose job it is to communicate with deaf Ethiopians. So I guess what we'd be stuck with is trying to figure out, so there's these tribes in South America where there's, as few as a dozen of them that speak a language that is a derivative of other languages.
Sure, yeah. It's a sub-dialect, of course.
At what point is the D.C., these cops, at what point are they absolved of responsibility for being unable to communicate with somebody? I mean, does it have to be a person who speaks a language nobody on the planet speaks?
Right.
Do they have to fly somebody in from Ethiopia who communicates with Ethiopian deaf people? I feel terrible for this guy. I mean, obviously he was false imprisoned and that sort of thing, but I don't know what... I don't have a particularly good solution for solving this problem.
Yeah, this is definitely
normally, if an American gets arrested in another country, the first thing he does is he says, I want to talk to somebody from the consulate, which being that close to D.C. would not be terribly inconvenient. But what I'd like to know is, when did the man find his iPad and realize that it hadn't been stolen?
I think it was the next day, wasn't it?
Like 1 or 2 days later.
So even leaving the translator issue aside, why did they hold him once they knew that no crime was ever committed?
You
don't need to talk to somebody to throw him out the door.
Oh, this part, next part is going to make you happy because he was forced to take a plea deal in order to get out.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah, not even, they finally figured out that he didn't actually take it, but they're still not going to let him go without some sort of plea deal.
What
so,
did the poor guy plead to, does it say?
It says here he was forced to strike a plea deal.
Disorderly.
He was forced to strike a plea deal just to get out of the jail. And then he pled guilty to a lesser misdemeanor charge in exchange for time served. So he served time, and he was able to take a misdemeanor charge in exchange for the time served.
Wow. Well, I guess I'd want to know if the person who reported the iPad stolen gave feedback to the authorities regarding finding their iPad. It sounds like it, but...
Yeah, it sounds like he says, oh, I found it. It wasn't stolen after all. But that, I mean, like I said, there's no direct quote from the person whose iPad said right. that he was stolen. But he obviously let them know, hey, I found it. It's not stolen to some degree.
And it shows the Byzantine machinations of the judicial system in that, you know, a person can say, hey, I lost my iPad, and somebody gets arrested, and then they say, hey, I found my iPad, and somebody doesn't get released. And then, to get released, they have to sign some kind of plea bargain saying that they did something wrong. So that, in and of itself, shows... Yeah, a real messed up system, there's no doubt about it.
Well, the plea bargain system is horrific, you know.
No,
I was
yeah,
in there
terrible.
With a guy who, he had been arrested for assault, and he claimed that he was acting in self-defense, and the prosecutor basically said, okay, great, well, if you take a plea, we'll let you out in 45 days. If you insist you're not guilty, we're going to hold you for 60 days and then try you.
Yep.
So you do an extra 15 days for being innocent. And yep. that is absolutely horrific to
in
me.
Your case with the plea bargain, I basically gave you a plea bargain where you do no jail time at all if you decided to essentially not take it to trial, right? I mean,
yes.
Yeah, this happens all
but
the time.
But I would have done 3 years of probation.
Plea bargaining only helps two classes of people. Guilty criminals and prosecutors who are supposed to be doing a job.
Mm-hmm.
They really don't help anyone else.
There's
they don't help law enforcement.
There's a category of people, which is people who expect to be wrongfully convicted.
It helps them?
Well, yeah, if they think they're going to be wrongly convicted, they will sometimes take that plea so that at least they don't do as much time for the crime they didn't commit.
To some extent, that I would agree with you, but to some extent that just sort of shows how messed up the system is. The estimates are about 15% of people who are convicted have done nothing at all. Not the situation where they didn't do the crime they were charged with,
right.
You know, where they say they committed a first-degree burglary and they plead down to a second-degree burglary. Well, I didn't do second-degree burglary. Well, yeah, I suppose they are innocent of second-degree burglary because you committed first. But you know, about 15%, they say, and this is just some number that somebody came up with, of these people didn't commit any crime at all.
It's only 15%? That seems like a pretty low amount, but like you said, someone just probably pulled up somewhere.
I don't know. I can say that I didn't meet a lot of people that I considered to be guilty when mm-hmm. I was in jail. So, I didn't meet a lot of people that I considered to be innocent. I considered met a lot of people that, you know, did what they said that they did, mostly.
Gotcha.
855-453 Free Talk Live. It's 855-450-3733 or lrn.fm on Skype.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs? Without a radio signal or internet, just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN Live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.